Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, you would have heard last week that Microsoft announced a 25 billion rand investment in South Africa's tech and AI infrastructure. It's a big deal with a key focus on youth employment and digital skills. But the question is, how is this money going to be allocated and is it really going to create opportunities? Someone at the center of this debate is Ravi Naidu, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Youth Employment Service. Ravi, a very warm welcome to you. So as I've said, this is a big deal as far as the amount of the investment. How much of it will directly benefit young South Africans?
So what Microsoft is doing, Jeremy, is they are providing support in two ways. The one is they're building these massive data centers in South Africa, which will really mean there'll be much better services within South Africa. And that's their physical investment, which is, I think, over five billion rand. So that's by them. And then on the skill side, what they're providing is through the YES program, the Youth Employment Service, they're providing 50,000 certifications, which we would use for the youth who come through our program. So the youth with whatever jobs program they're part of with us, they will also be able to get certification in AI or data science or cybersecurity and so on, which will be very valuable, you know, to have those Microsoft certified qualifications.
And how does this specifically align with current job market demand?
So what YES does, as you know, I mean, it works with the private sector. It's a public-private partnership. And we've done 178,000 youth coming through full-time in the program, work with different companies and different sectors. And in every sector, young people need to be competent and confident in AI systems. So this will mean that the youth in our programs will be able, over and above their work experience, you know, wherever it is, whichever industry, they will also be able to get many of them qualifications to do with AI and other cutting edge tech. So I think it's really would make them much more employable.
Are there specific industries or sectors that stand to gain the most from this investment that was announced?
So clearly our digital sectors, global business services, back office services, the motor industry, mining, financial services would be, you know, the ones who would absorb a lot of people with the technical skills. But it would be the same for retail. You know, if you're in retail or, you know, social and community work, you know, the actual applications are, you know, cut across all different sectors. So I think there would be the more tech-heavy sectors that would benefit the most. But I think given that our youth are right across the economy, I think all of those would benefit.
You'll agree with me that many previous big tech initiatives and investments like this have maybe struggled with execution. How can this be different?
So YES is 100% funded by the private sector. So companies that join the YES program get a certain incentive government through the government, but it's run entirely through the private sector. And it is the biggest youth employment program by far. So it's run principally at the level of companies. And what we would do is, you know, if I say 178,000 people have come through YES, that means 4.5 million youth have actually applied, 25 times the normal number that we can, you know, have funding for. So we're tending to get very smart young people who come through that filter. So they will be the ones who then get the certification. So, you know, that's how it works. We really have very motivated youth. And then they are the ones who get the certifications, and then they run with that for their careers. So I think that's probably the best way to do it.
All very well, Ravi Naidu, to get the certification, but do you think that the jobs are actually there once that happens? Is the private sector, in other words, moving quick enough in creating those opportunities? And do they actually know what the opportunities are that they particularly need?
So yeah, so certainly this, so we have 50,000 certifications this year that we've just finished. 40,000 people came through the program. So we would be giving it to everyone in this year's program, plus some of the alumni. And, you know, there is such a shortage of skills, you know, technically competent youth who for companies, that companies are very keen to take these young people, because now they'll have work experience plus, you know, technical qualification certifications from Microsoft. So I think certainly for that number, we would see a lot of absorption.
We know that this country has a high youth unemployment rate. I'm sure that you've looked at the data. How long before an initiative like this, an investment like this, actually starts to show tangible results? Is it sooner rather than later, which I would imagine is the intention?
Yeah, so we need many things to get youth on scale into jobs. But what we, including economic growth and all the rest of the big heady things the government and business are talking about, but for us, where we are as the YES program is we do see youth as part of that solution. So the young people are come to through our program, A, are going to be people who are going to building up the professional and middle management layers of companies that allow those companies to employ more people in the future. And we find about 15% of them go on to set up their own businesses. So that's part of growing the economy from the bottom up, as it were, is to have as many technically competent and confident young people, you know, working through the economy.
And just a final one then, this investment is no doubt a sign of confidence in South Africa as far as Microsoft is concerned. Do you think this is going to open a pipeline? Do you think that other big tech companies might follow suit?
Yes, we would hope so. I think Microsoft understands that in this continent, South Africa makes up 60% of their market. So Africa is a very big, you know, influential country. And I think tech companies generally around the world would be seeing South Africa as at least a forward operating base for any investments and work in the continent. So, yeah, so it is very good that Microsoft has put their big data center here in South Africa and Johannesburg in particular.
Appreciate your time. That is Ravi Naidu, Chief Executive Officer of Youth Employment Service. Thank you indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.